the blessing of our sweet Lord Jesus be with you all, heart dwellers. Well, my dear family, the Lord has brought us through some difficult times recently, but we are seeing light and joy at the end of the tunnel. However, today I want to share with you a serious warning that we be ready for an epidemic of possibly biblical proportions, the coronavirus. We have heard from a source that has been reliable in the past, has said that this virus was created in China to flush out the Christians and dissidents in this communist country and to reduce the population. When people come to the government for the vaccine, they will be asked to prove that they are loyal communists or they will be executed. This is what we have heard. This virus will also serve as a population reducer because so many will die from it. And this was a military source that this came from. It's not a far walk to know that globalists are indeed behind this, not just communists. And from what has been reported to us, the vaccine that will be used to fight the coronavirus will be very destructive to the immune system. Dear ones, Psalm 91 is the weapon of choice. If I had to fight this, I would not take any government shots. I never do take them. I would place my trust in the Lord. So I'm asking you to please declare this psalm over your loved ones and the unsaved around the world. Ezekiel was present in the spirit about two nights ago, maybe three, to a three-year-old boy in Chicago in a hospital. His name was Trevor, and his parents watched helplessly as he died of the flu, and that's the common flu that's afoot now. From what has been said, there's reported 10,000, over 10,000 have died of the flu, and more than 800 children have died of the flu. It was so very, very heart-rending and tragic. And Ezekiel cried and cried over those devastated parents. Please speak to your relatives not to be riding on the fence. There is such a serious plague that is coming, and so very many toddlers, young children, and elderly may die from it. Please, please, plead with your loved ones to receive Jesus and put their trust in Him alone, declaring His faithfulness over their children. During these difficult times, the Lord has truly been with us and given Ezekiel especially many insights and supernatural experiences in heaven, as well as the inspiration to keep going with those things the Lord has been given him. I'm also seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and there is an air of expectation as to what this spring will bring. We are excited for those who are here and coming here, and many new ways to communicate the gospel are arising in our midst. You will hear of them soon. And I want to confirm to you that Mother Elisha, formerly Nana, has been receiving prophetic dreams and crystal clear insights. Truly, the Lord is blessing her with a prophetic anointing all her own, growing in grace and stature. Because of the trials our enemies have sent us, the Lord is raising her up. And that's what this place is all about, the refuge. It's all about raising us up into the callings that we have, aside from, of course, prayer and intercession and worship. She will also be putting videos up on the channel occasionally, because I want you to receive from her as well. One thing we are learning in community life is that everyone has something to contribute. And her highest priority after prayer and worship is to cultivate the gifts of the Holy Spirit as He has given each of us our own special anointing. Lord, would you like to share something with us? Jesus began, "My very dear ones, revival is coming to your country, but it will have a high cost. I have wept many a time for those souls who are not ready to come to me. In short, they are perishing. The complacency of the American people has reached such a degree that I must allow this suffering. Many have not listened, have not repented, have not cared to recognize their serious spiritual state and its eternal consequences. They are relying on my mercy and goodness to cover their sins. This time of relying on my mercy was never meant as an excuse to continue on in sin. It was given along with graces to help many repent and turn to me for forgiveness. It has been used to prolong sin by those who are not being vigilant over their souls. And now I must take action to bring these souls into alignment with truth, as their negligence is affecting their children, who they may never see again if they do not repent. How I hate to use such strong language and strong measures to turn you from your habitual sins. Yet this comes as a warning to you that you will suffer severe loss for ignoring the time of mercy and repentance. Now I must allow serious loss in the lives of many to save their souls. Will you hearken to me, dear ones? Will you respond, or must I allow catastrophes in your lives? As it is written, there are those who will be saved, but only as going through the fire. I would prefer not to allow any of my children to be sifted in this way, but that's not my decision to make. It is your decision, for it is based on your thorough repentance and dedication to what is right and good in my eyes. Feed the poor, visit the sick, admonish sinners, pray for those who are hurting, pray much for mercy, for in your hour of need, you too will need mercy. Seek me until you find me. Do not grow lax in prayer. Do not judge one another. Rather, pray for the souls who are falling short. Be tender and compassionate with them. If there is serious sin, admonish them and encourage them to repent and lean on me to deliver them from evil. When you attack each other with a spirit of rancor, you displease me very much and open the door to demonic siftings in your own lives. I alone judge the motives and conditions of a soul. Yours is not to criticize and see yourself as righteous while you judge them. Rather, I am very much approve of the Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. This prayer reaches deep down into you, my children, and adjusts your altitude as well as attitude. Yes, it places you in the lowest place, a place where you dare not lift up your head to judge others, and certainly not criticize their actions. You have no idea of the struggles those souls are going through as you smugly pinpoint their faults. And as an aside, I want to say he's talking about the Russian Orthodox Jesus Prayer or the Byzantine Jesus Prayer. Recently, we had a candidate here who had this very destructive habit and attitude, and they were completely ignorant of the struggles the soul they were criticizing was bravely fighting against. Some people, dear ones, some people are so broken, so low, and so full of self-hatred and hopelessness that they even contemplate taking their lives. They have given up hope. All they need is for a very intelligent brother or sister to come along and point out how sick they are, how sinful they are. Jesus continued, "Be compassionate, my people, as I have been compassionate with you. Don't you see? You are a wrecking ball in my vineyard when you criticize one another. Do you not know that the victim of this criticism feels it in their heart? Do you not know that they fear to look at me because of their sin, which has made them a captive? And when you judge them, you put the last nail in the coffin. Judgment is deadly. Stop judging. Start caring and look in the mirror. Do not be the wicked servant who was forgiven a great debt, yet went and beat his servant who owed him only a fraction. Do not do this to yourselves or to others. Rather, live in brotherly love and count the cost I paid for your sins on Calvary. When this plague is in full force, many will want to repent, but I say to you, repent now. Do not wait for your deathbed to confess and repent of your sins and your judgments against others. Do not wait for a child to become sick before you repent. Come to me now, and though your sins be as scarlet, I will make you whiter than snow. I will love and show mercy to you, just as you loved and showed mercy to your brother. Not with your actions, not with your words, but in your heart of hearts. That must be the place of mercy in you, not just what you think or speak with your lips. I bless you now, dear ones, and I ask you to examine your life and conscience. And if anything remains, come to me, repentant, and I will forgive you and give you strength to love others as you love yourselves.